always got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
Smile, darn ya, smile. You know this old world is a great world after all.
Huh. Okay. I would imagine that's right.
You have any idea what I'm talking about?
No.
I didn't think you did. It's from one of my favorite movies ever.
Oh.
Which you refuse to watch. You are just adamant at not watching this movie. And that's Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
I feel like I've watched it. I just don't remember it.
You never lied so much in your life.
I have
every
ever watched
time,
it?
Every time we try to watch it, you either leave the room or fall asleep.
Or pull out the pull out my computer or something.
You're usually doing anything but watch That's this true. Movie. And it's offensive. You're offending me.
There's an angry baby.
Yeah, that's the whole movie. Well done.
I like Jessica. She's cool.
No, the song I was just singing when Eddie, the main character, well, one of the main characters, drives into Toontown, all the buildings and the sun are singing the song to him.
And it's done by Steven Spielberg, right?
As produced by Steven Spielberg, directed by Robert Zemeckis, who is one of my favorite directors ever.
See, the rumor is I like everything that he's done, so I really should like it.
Well, maybe if you would pay attention when we watched it, that'd be great.
One day.
But we're not talking about that movie, thank goodness, because obviously Steve would have nothing to say. But I remember as a kid being very excited when I found out that Disneyland was getting a Toontown.
I do remember that in the 90s.
Yeah, which is, you know, if you've watched the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit, you know that Toontown is a little seedy. And so they probably wouldn't go that far as far as making Toontown at Disneyland look like that. But just the concept that it was going to be Toontown was very exciting for me.
Super fun. And isn't it kind of an industrial look in the movie? The buildings and stuff? They're kind of industrialized.
No, you've seen glimpses of things, I'm sure, that make you think that.
But no?
No.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, the end of Who Framed Roger Rabbit does take place in a giant warehouse full of cartoony type things.
Okay.
But that's not Toontown.
I see.
So,
I have
again,
watched this.
One day we'll make Steve watch this. But Disney decided that it would be fun to basically make a place. Apparently there had been complaints that people wanted a place to meet the characters more consistently than just happening upon them walking around on Main Street. And Disney's solution to this was basically giving Mickey a house, is the concept.
Mickey's important. He deserves a house.
He needs one. He needs somewhere to go.
I agree. I would hate to live in Disneyland without a house.
I would find me one real quick, I'll tell you what. But it actually, I did not realize that Disney World did it first.
Okay.
Which I had no idea about. Did you know about this?
I didn't know that Mickey had a house at Disney World.
Yeah, it was called Mickey's Birthday Land, and it was for his birthday party.
You said was. That scares me. Okay.
Well, anyone that's been to Disney World knows that it ain't there no more.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So Mickey's what now?
Mickey's Birthday Land.
Okay.
And it was, the whole concept was that Minnie was throwing Mickey a birthday party. Was the kind of the concept, right?
He just turned 90.
He did. Still looking good. All that Botox is holding well, Mickey.
Looking better.
He looks just smooth as the day he was born. But the fun thing that about this birthday land for Mickey was that you got there by getting on the train. And you would get on the train and it would go around.
Oh, that's fun.
And while you were going around, they had like little scenes set up of other characters going to Mickey's birthday party.
Aww.
Which I thought was super cute. It's a cute idea.
I love the idea of a journey. And it was at Magic Kingdom?
Yeah. And the train would take you around to the new station, which was Mickey's birthday station or something along those
lines. They added a station for it?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And so, like, the whole kind of concept was that it took place in Duckburg, which I don't think you would know, but that's the name of the town from DuckTales.
I knew that.
Did you know that?
Ish.
You're just trying to save face. I know you did.
A little bit. Nah. I basically know nothing. This is what makes this podcast so interesting.
Right. Because you're learning.
I'm learning along. I'm learning along with everybody else.
But the general complaint about Mickey's birthday area was that it wasn't super Disney. It was pretty standard kind of stuff. It wasn't super immersive. It was just okay for most people. They did have some rides and things like Goofy's Barnstormer, which you ask me what it is every time we go there.
And it's in the same place?
I believe it's in the same place as it was then, yeah.
Okay. Well, you don't need a train to get there, but okay.
You did back in the day, apparently.
It's amazing how they can trick us that way.
Right? It was just...
That's fine.
It wasn't quite up to what people wanted. And so when they decided to do a Disneyland version, they kind of plussed everything in such a way to make it more enjoyable for people to go and wander around in Toontown.
Yeah.
One thing that I thought was interesting is...
It's obviously a lot more enjoyable. Mm, it survived.
In Florida, what I thought was interesting is that Mickey had a house, but it was all roped off so you couldn't interact with anything.
You can go into the house itself, though.
Yeah, basically what you would do is like walk through his house, but it was all just normal furniture.
Okay.
And stuff, and it was all roped off. For those of us that have been to the one in California, it's all plastic. It's all puffy, cartoony looking, and there's interactive elements that you can play with and things like that.
I have not been in there, but I've been on the outside.
Right, because I refuse.
Well, yeah.
Full disclosure, I'm terrified of the mascot-y type characters, so I don't particularly want to go through Mickey's house because then they force you to interact with them.
You can't go through his house without saying
right?
Hi.
I'm like, where's the emergency exit?
It's just rude
exit?
To show up and not say hi.
I know, that's why I don't go.
So funny.
But I remember going through it as a kid when my family thought it was fun to meet characters, which I never did. And they have, you know, both in Mickey and Minnie's house, they have like little interactive elements and things, which is, you know, it's fun. And they have a lot of tongue-in-cheek kind of jokes and visual gags and that kind of stuff.
Fun.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
But in California, they decided they want to kind of plus the whole area, not just have Mickey and Minnie's house.
Make it more of an experience.
Right. Which I'm all for.
Absolutely.
Make it an experience.
It's fun to go back there.
Right. Well, now we're going to talk about how it was and then how it is now.
Let's do. I would love to know more about this because there's some stuff back there. There's some stuff to do and things, right?
Yeah.
But it, and the park closes early. It closes like 8:30, right?
That area?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm just assuming that they're shooting off fireworks from back there. I know that's not actually true. But it feels to me like they roll the fireworks out of there. And I think
they're
the
just using
is,
the top of Mickey's house to blow fireworks off of.
Oh, wouldn't that be a great rumor to start?
No. Ugh. Let's start it right here on the podcast.
We know where the fireworks come from.
Yeah.
No, but they close it at like 8:30. And so I just assumed that like what they have back there is back there just as kind of like a filler zone for the fireworks of some sort. But
I think there's a couple reasons that they close it for the fireworks. One is that they have so many going off. And I think they kind of know in general where ash and things from the fireworks fall.
Okay.
And it could potentially be a lot of Toontown that gets a lot of that ash kind of stuff.
And they probably light it up pretty close by.
Yeah. Right, and the other reason is they like to keep character continuity up. So if...
Oh, that's a good point.
Mickey's part of a stage show, he's obviously not at home.
True. He's totally getting ready for Fantasmic.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
So you can't do both.
I didn't even think that he had to get ready for the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
You've got to think logistically. Disney's got everything figured out. But I went to Toontown pretty early on when I was a kid when it opened.
Yeah, that would be fun.
But I, you know, kid brain, I don't remember things super clearly. There are some things that I really remember, but other things are a little hazy. So some of the things that were in there, I'm sure were there when I was there, but I just don't remember seeing them. For instance, the Jolly Trolley.
Okay. I love that little thing.
Do you love the Jolly Trolley?
One of the only photo ops I've ever done at Disneyland.
That's true.
It was on the Jolly Trolley.
It kind of reminds me of the trolley from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of that kind of look, except, you know, more cartoony.
Yeah.
And they still have the tracks there now. If you go through Toontown, the tracks are still there. Apparently, the Jolly Trolley originally had two cars. It was like a train almost.
Oh, okay. And, one after the other.
Right. And then the wheels were situated in such a way that it wobbled as it drove.
Oh, that's fun.
So it was kind of like dancing down the street, you know, like a cartoon trolley would, which I think is cute.
Until a kid fell out?
Yeah, until some, you know, child gets run out and run over by the not so jolly trolley. No, they did have to shut it down for safety reasons. I don't think the teetery-tottery thing was that big of a deal, but as many people know in Disney, it's hard to get people to get out of the way.
Oh, yeah. I think about that all the time when we see the train, when we see the trolley over at California Adventure now still.
Yeah.
I think, oh my gosh, it's going to run over somebody, right?
Right? That's what you think every time.
I think they do have a cast member clearing the tracks ahead of it now.
Right. And I would assume that if Disney really wanted to have the Jolly Trolley still open, they probably could.
Right.
But it makes such a tight loop. The area's not super big.
That's what I was just thinking too. Do you really need a trolley back there?
No, it's more of just a fun little thing to give a little more life to the area, I think is all it was.
And it would do that because it does feel pretty lifeless now when you go back there. Pretty stagnant, like you're on a set piece somewhere.
It does feel very much like a set. Yeah. Very much. I do remember as a kid though, waiting in line for Gadget's Go Coaster.
Oh really?
It felt like the line took forever. Probably because it did. It
probably did.
Yeah. We were always there in the summer, so it was, you know, always standing in a lot of lines. And maybe that's why it soured my opinion of it, was that I was like, I had to stand out in the sun for hours, you know.
If you had to guess, would you say Gadget's Go Coaster and the Barnstormers is basically the same ride?
They actually are the same track.
Oh.
So I would say, yes, they are the same,
box.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's a two for
one deal. The theming is obviously different. The one in Florida is Goofy Sky School flying around type of thing.
Yeah.
And the one in California is Gadget's Go Coaster, which is Gadget from the Rescue Rangers.
Mm.
And everything's themed to look like it's made out of like Tinker Toys and things like that. I love playing
with Tinker Toys. Okay.
So
don't want my coaster made out of Tinker Toys necessarily, but okay.
But it's a great starter coaster.
Yeah.
It's not so little that it's a little kid ride, but it's a good transition coaster. If you're going to try them out for the first time, Gadget would probably be a good one, and then move up to, like, I don't know, Space Mountain or something like that.
I remember those coasters well as a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still there, still running, still very popular too. Like, legitimately, I think every time we're back there, it's at least a 45-minute wait for Gadget's Go Coaster.
Your coaster's still running.
And then Goofy has a house back there in Toontown.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Which we've never gone to. Originally, it was Goofy's bounce house, where everything was made out of like inflated things.
Oh, really?
Like those inflatable bounce houses that people can rent now?
Yeah. I've been to raves where they've had nothing but bounce houses throughout the whole rave.
Well, that sounds like a recipe for vomit.
Right?
Ugh.
Which I assume is what happened at Goofy's bounce house.
Well, I think what we're going to find here is a general theme for why these places closed is a mixture of hygiene and safety.
Oh, geez.
And safety is a major issue. When you have a bunch of rambunctious hyped up on cotton candy and Mickey bar kids bouncing literally around inside a house, heads are going to get knocked together. Kids are going to get kicked. Kids are going to get sick. You know, in general, it's everything that like a trampoline park has to deal with, except in a much smaller confined space
with way more people
and younger kids usually.
Yeah, there. When I was a kid, I used to go to an amusement park, and there was the place called the Fun House, and it had nothing but "I'm going to hurt you" kind of attractions throughout the entire thing.
Oh, good.
And basically, you know, it was built in like the 60s, probably.
Sure.
So by the time it got to be the 80s or 90s, they were like, you know what? There's not a thing we can do in here. We're closing the entire place.
Ooh.
And they literally just closed the door because there was too much liability on each and every single one of the things that were in there.
Right. And everything. I think that's what Disney found with this too.
Yeah.
They tried to do it, you know, they tried to plus it into something really fun. And then they're like, there's no way to guarantee safety in here.
Yeah.
And Disney's a big enough company that people will sue you.
It's true.
You know, if your kid gets a tooth knocked out in Goofy's bounce house.
Oh, dang.
Right?
Oh,
it'd be terrible.
Wouldn't that be sad? That's a horrible day, Disney.
I mean, I would be more than happy if that's how I lost my teeth.
Your baby teeth.
Yeah.
I lost my baby teeth at Disney.
Donald Duck also has a house in Toontown. It's a big boat. I don't know if you've ever noticed it. Have you ever noticed Donald's boat in there?
No.
It's like a big tugboat and it's got a whistle on top. And it used to be very interactive. There were like spiral staircases. There was a horn. You could pull the lever on top and it would blow the horn at the top of the boat.
Oh boy.
And you see where that's going.
For a park that doesn't allow whistles?
Right. There were slides and things. And true to form, it became too dangerous.
Loud.
Well, that's what's funny. The thing that I read said that they took the whistle out because parents were complaining that it was just too noisy all the time. Because anyone that has a kid knows that if you give them a toy that makes an obnoxious noise, they play with it constantly.
I'm the exact same way. Don't give me a toy that makes noise.
Right. But then just imagine a million kids all with one toy that makes noise and all of them want to play with it, you know? So I'm sure it was just constantly noisy. Yeah.
Because they used to have a thing back there. Chip and Dale had a thing back there, right?
They totally did. Chip and Dale's treehouse was basically a glorified slide and ball pit.
Oh, that's fun.
It's shaped like a big tree, and you would go up to the top, and then there was a slide down, and then underneath the tree, there was a ball pit for kids to play in. Oh,
like McDonald's.
Kind of like a McDonald's kind of thing.
And I think McDonald's is also getting rid of their ball pits and stuff.
Oh, yeah, very much so for...
Oh, can you imagine how many chicken nuggets are in there?
Danger and hygiene. Yeah, again, issues.
Every parent that's listening to this right now is like, of course this is like,
duh.
How are you guys just realizing this just now?
Well, and the problem with a ball pit is that there's no easy way to clean it.
No, that's a good point.
You know, if a child throws up or something in the ball pit, you have to take everyone out of the ball pit and what? Take out each individual ball and clean them individually? Like how?
Mm.
Such a mess. Cute idea. Did not work out well for them.
That is very interesting.
Right? Mm.
Poor little ball pit.
We already said Mickey and Minnie's house, totally still there. You can still go through, meet them.
Yeah.
They force you to meet them,
which
I hate. There was also a Toon Park that was kind of like just a play area. It had, I'm sure, like little climby things and whatnot. Again, deemed too dangerous. They took everything out and just put a bunch of benches in there now. So there is still a Toon Park, but it's more of like an elderly feed the birds type of park versus a kids play in it kind of park.
I can't believe it never even dawned on me that Toon Town is where all the toons live.
Oh, really? That didn't come across to you?
Never even thought about it.
Oh, well, yeah.
That is hilarious.
And then, of course, they also have Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin.
Oh, I love that ride.
Which we can spend a whole episode talking about later.
Oh, that's right.
we
probably could.
We probably could. And so this is what's sad about Toontown is that they had the best intentions of making something really fun and more interactive and a place for kids to kind of blow off some steam by running around playing with things. Yeah.
There's a few places like that, thank goodness. Still.
Ish. Yeah. But... in the end, safety prevails, which it should, and they decide, okay, well, we can't keep all these things and ensure the safety of the kids here.
So they just take them out and just kind of let it be back there.
Yeah.
But they are getting ready to put like a couple new rides back there, right? Mickey's Runaway Railway.
That tongue twister of a ride. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so good at those R's too.
I believe that's going back in there. And they still have
exciting.
Some restaurants back there too. They have like Pluto's Doghouse where they sell hot dogs.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I believe it's Clarabelle's ice cream shop that they have back there also.
I can't believe we've never ate at either one of those.
I think we've eaten at the hot dog place once, if I remember correctly.
So? And I remember getting frozen lemonades back there quite a bit.
Yes. They always have the carts. When you go under the bridge, they always have the carts there to get like the Mickey premium bars and the frozen lemonade and stuff.
Yeah, and it's a little quieter back there. So it's kind of nice to go back there. And
that's true. They also have the really fun...
Which is exactly what Disney loves to hear.
Right. I love their slow, quiet areas where nobody's at. They also have the Gag Factory back there, which is a fun little store.
Oh, we do all kinds of shopping back there.
And it's, like you said, it tends to be less crowded than the stuff near the front of the park.
Probably the reason we've done so much shopping there.
Right. I've bought hats there. We've done pins.
All of our little medallion. You know those things that we got there with like metal?
Pieces of magic that they sell back
there.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Pieces of magic.
I love those things.
Those hands that go across the ceiling, do you think those are working again? I remember they were and then they weren't, but I feel like they were the last time.
I can't remember. It's been a minute since we've been there, but they did have an illusion going where big old cartoony Mickey glove hands go into a machine empty and then come out the other holding weird things like banana peels and anvils and stuff. Again, one of those effects that I think is still working, but it's on a day-to-day basis, whether or not you'll actually show up and have it working. Yeah. I don't know for sure.
And I do have to say the power plant door that's still there, I love that door. Where you pull on the door and it...
Yeah, and we didn't even touch on that, but they have all sorts of really interactive things in the streets and photo ops.
Yeah,
that you're
lifting
really
up
fun.
The barbells. That's still the icon on my phone when you call.
Oh, is it?
It is.
We need to find you a better one.
Yeah, no.
And they have like a jail and a firehouse and... all sorts of things that people have fun making their kids touch and make loud noises and scare the crap out of their kids.
Everything except for the whistle on the boat, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. As long as it's torturing your kids instead of your kids torturing you, they're down for.
And what's the dog in the window that you have to watch for?
That's the firehouse. Yeah, if you set off the fireworks in the firehouse, the fire alarm goes off and a Dalmatian pops up in the upstairs window. It's all sorts of fun stuff in Toontown.
It is fun. Especially for kids. You can see them running through the jail houses and stuff.
Right.
Breaking through the bars.
Right.
Good fun.
It's a good place still for kids to go and, like I said, burn off some steam. A good starter coaster back there. And Cartoon Spin is always fun as long as you don't mind getting a little sick.
And get a fast pass if you can.
Get a fast pass.
Except then you miss a
sure.
line. Oh, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah. Well, another time we'll talk about Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin. But it's like I always say, we're going to tear down Toontown to build a highway?
Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique. And we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.